Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. They say cleanliness is next to godliness, but for this week's Catholic scientists, good hygiene saved lives. Ignaz Semmelweis was born this week on the 1st of July 1818. He was a Hungarian physician whose work demonstrated that hand washing could drastically reduce the number of women dying after childbirth. This work took place in the 1840s while he was director of the maternity clinic at the Vienna General Hospital in Austria. We all know how important it is to wash our hands. In hospitals, antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria are wiped out by the simple act of hand washing. Wards are supplied with antiseptic hand gel, which medical staff and visitors use before they see patients who are vulnerable to infection. The routine of scrubbing up by surgeons before an operation is, of course, a well-established practice. But this was not always the case. Until the late 1800s, surgeons did not scrub up before surgery or even wash their hands between patients, causing infections to be transferred from one patient to another. Doctors and medical students routinely move from dissecting corpses to examining new mothers without first washing their hands, causing death by puerperal or childbed fever as a consequence. As dissection became more important to medical practice in the 1800s, this only increased. Through vigorous statistical analysis, Semmelweis figured out where the problem lay and introduced rigorous hand-washing rules in the maternity ward. Deaths were drastically reduced and Semmelweis became known as the saviour of the mothers. Despite various publications of results where hand-washing reduced mortality to below 1%, Semmelweis's observations conflicted with the established scientific and medical opinions of that time, and his ideas were rejected by the medical community. Some doctors were offended at the suggestion that they should wash their hands, and Semmelweis could offer no acceptable scientific explanation for his findings. This rejection drove Semmelweis into a deep depression, and he suffered a nervous breakdown. Sadly, Semmelweis was committed to an insane asylum where he started to exhibit what was possibly the early onset of Alzheimer's disease, and while there, he was beaten by the staff and died from blood poisoning due to his injuries. Semmelweis's practice earned widespread acceptance only years after his death, when Louis Pasteur confirmed the germ theory and Joseph Lister practiced and operated using hygienic methods with great success. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.